Well, it's expected that Dundalk woman Lisa Smith and her two-year-old daughter will be returned to Ireland soon. The Islamic State supporter, who was a former member of the Irish Air Corps, has been interrogated by the security services in Turkey and is now waiting to be deported. It's believed that Ms. Smith fled from a camp in northeast Syria when it was bombed by Turkish warplanes in October and was picked up by Turkish-backed militia. Well, Michael Murphy, a former senior intelligence officer with the Defence Forces and a security consultant, spoke to Morning Ireland earlier and outlined the problem with prosecuting Lisa Smith when she returns to Ireland.
We don't have a law that we should have put in place back in 2014 and 15 by the government that would have made it an offence to have just travelled to the ISIS territory itself. And therefore it would have been easy to convict somebody for having given material support to a terrorist organisation by doing so. If that was the case, she could now be coming back and facing 10 years jail. But unfortunately, that is not the case.
Michael Murphy speaking to Morning Ireland earlier. Well, on the line now is Sheikh Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, who's chair of the Irish Muslim Peace and Integration Council. And with me here in studio, Senator Gerard Crockwell, who's a former sergeant in the 1st Battalion in the Irish Army and also a corporal in the British Army. Good morning to you both. I'll begin with you, Senator Crockwell. I've been reading what you had to say to the Irish Daily Mirror this morning, and you're certainly not holding back. What should happen, do you think, to Lisa Smith as soon as she arrives back on Irish soil?
Well, I believe I would agree with Michael Murphy to a certain extent there. We are behind the curve with respect to legislation, but I do believe that the moment she arrives in Ireland, she must be arrested and she must be interrogated with respect to what brought her to Syria in the first place. And we also have the issue of radicalisation and how we set about de-radicalising somebody. Now, we live in a democracy and people have a right to go about their private business, but Lisa Smith is not just an ordinary person.
But when you say she should be arrested, Gerard, I mean, where should she be taken?
Oh, I think she needs to be taken to the Bridewell on her entry into the country. And it would be up to a member of the judiciary then, based on the evidence that has already been gathered. And I understand there's a substantial file with the Garda Síochána to determine whether or not she should be held in custody pending a trial before the courts.
But as you said, and you partially agreed with Michael Murphy there, we don't have a law here against joining in an organisation like ISIS. In other words, what could Lisa Smith be charged with, if the appropriate law in a case like this, if it doesn't exist?
Well, the point Michael was making was that we should have had a law preventing people from travelling to places for terrorist activities. But we do know that Ms. Smith was involved with ISIS. We know she was a mature military trained young lady when she went out. So she was fully aware of what terrorist organisations are about. The organisation she joined, or the organisation she had joined to through marriage, was the most heinous of crimes were carried out by that organisation. So she was not an innocent going out there. Let's be honest about that.
What kind of a debriefing process might she be put through?
Well, it's very funny. I was speaking to a member of the Garda Síochána not so terribly long ago, and they tell me that if a person is to divulge information, they'll do it in the first 24 hours or they won't do it at all. But I do believe that all of the security services have to be involved here. We have to establish how she became radicalised in the first place. What drove her to Syria? I mean, to join Islam is one thing. Islam is a religion of peace and love. So what was going on in Syria had nothing to do with Islam. So she went there. Why did she go there? What did she do while she was there? Was she involved in training? Was she involved in any of the actual missions that were carried out? We don't know. And this is the problem.
Presumably the Gardaí would already have been looking into the people she was liaising with in this country before she left.
Yeah, I think both of our security forces, both the Gardaí and the Army, the intelligence network is pretty good. Now, I have always argued that we don't have a single director of intelligence in this country in order to ensure that information is shared, because there are really four departments involved: welfare, communications, justice and defence. And we needed somebody to pull all that together. But I'm satisfied that they will know quite a number of the people that are of interest in the country. Lisa Smith now is a very different individual when she comes back, because she has seen active service.
But I mean, you have such a big military background yourself, but how much of a threat do you honestly believe Lisa Smith could pose? I mean, she's the mother of a little girl. You have to take that into consideration. How much of a threat do you think she could pose?
I think anybody who has been frontline in any organisation that's military or terrorist, I think they come back with a very different view of the world. And my problem would be that those that would have radicalised her may seek to use her to encourage others, to say, you know, I've been there, I've seen it, this is what goes on. So we really don't know enough about Miss Smith. We don't know enough about her child. And there are serious questions that
have to
be
answered.
Well, we
know the child is innocent.
The child is innocent, but we don't know for certain that it's Miss Smith's child, which is another problem.
Well, stay with me, Gerard Crockwell. I'm also joined on the line by Sheikh Dr. Umar Al-Qadri, who, as I said earlier, is Chair of the Irish Muslim Peace and Integration Council. Thank you very much for joining us as well.
You're welcome, Miriam.
First of all, what do you make of what Gerard Crockwell has been saying?
I pretty much agree with what he said because, again, you know, as a Muslim, I am pretty much, and an Irishman, I am very concerned about the fact that someone who had left to join, you know, such a terrorist organization that is responsible for such heinous crimes is now coming back to Ireland. I mean, I would like to have some assurance that, you know, she's not going to roam freely and not going to be a security, you know, threat and risk for you know, our society, not just the Muslims, but everyone else. Because we have seen what these individuals, you know, have been able to do, you know, in France, in Brussels, in the UK. And I am genuinely concerned that a person with her, you know, background, military background, and again, experience that has not only lived, but also, you know, in all various different ways, not only joined, but supported and approved of the atrocities committed by the so-called Islamic State, is now returning back. And having listened to her interviews, to me, it does not really show that she thinks that she's done something wrong, that she has, you know, any regret of her decision of joining the terrorist organization. So I am very concerned, and I hope that our government is going to treat her as a security risk, and she's going to be, as soon as she lands, I hope also she is going to go to jail, and an investigation needs to take place. And again, it's a pity that we don't have legislation, as Michael Murphy also and the senator explained, that will ensure that she is behind bars. But really, I am very concerned about the safety of our community, the safety of our larger society, when individuals like Lisa Smith are going to return and roam freely in the streets of Ireland.
And you also make the point, Sheikh, that it's going to be of vital importance, of course, to the authorities to try and get as much intelligence as they can when they are talking and interrogating Lisa Smith. Because I assume we need to find other people here who may have supported her or who
Absolutely.
Share her radical views.
Absolutely. And I think and I really hope that the motive behind the government, action of bringing her back and even including the defense forces is not just because there is an innocent child involved, which is very important, but also because she has so much intelligence information that can be useful to keep our society safe and to keep the future of Ireland safe and to ensure that people that have those radical thoughts, views, those radical circles are really, you know, that there is an eye and intelligence is shared. So all that intelligence needs to be, of course, taken from her. And I think, I really hope that is the motive of the government bringing her back.
Do you think, Sheikh, that people like Lisa Smith, that they can ever be fully de-radicalised? And how difficult a process is that?
Well, I think people, some people can be de-radicalised. And some people, there is absolutely no hope. They cannot be radicalized. And I think in regards to Lisa Smith, I don't know her enough. I don't know her, so I really can't make that decision, that judgment at the moment. But I do believe certain people can be radicalized. But also there are cases of individuals that really have gone into it so much that there is no way that they would want to look at the other perspective and even, you know, willing to listen to the other perspective. And for such people, it's very difficult to, for such a person that has, you know, opinion or the view that everyone is a legitimate target because this is what God, you know, wants me to do. And this is my way to paradise. How do you deal with such a person? I mean, there is absolutely, it's very difficult unless that person, of course, realizes his or her views are absolutely, you know, inhumane and irreligious, non-religious, non-political. It's an inhumane, you know, opinion. But unless that person, thinks of that. And I think there are people that will never actually come out of that, you know, dogmatic extreme approach, and they will always remain in that. And such people will always remain a security threat. So it is important that such people, you know, again, they will be continuously monitored. Ideally, they should be behind bars because, you know, so much effort, Gardaí and intelligence and other agencies will have to put so much effort into it to monitor that particular person. So it's a kind of very difficult, you know, situation.
And I can hear your real worry and concern. I mean, Sheikh Umar, would you take on a role in terms of de-radicalising Lisa Smith or even helping with that?
To be honest, I am very interested in meeting her and actually, you know, trying to find out what made an Irish woman who embraced Islam, and there are literally hundreds of Irish people that embrace Islam in Ireland. How did she end up, rather than embracing, you know, the Islam that is real, the real Islam, the authentic, the religion of peace, tolerance? How did she end up joining, you know, the so-called Islamic State? How did it happen? I really genuinely want to find it out through her. And if any way I can help to de-radicalize, my services are there to try to de-radicalize there. I will absolutely would want to be part of it. My services are available to our agencies, our governments, to make sure that this does not happen and that we learn lessons from this case.
Okay, Gerard Crockwell, I note the lead story in the Irish Examiner this morning from Cormac O'Keefe is that Lisa Smith mightn't arrive home to Ireland until next week, as officials in Turkey, they're conducting checks to confirm their identities, particularly that of her 2-year-old child.
Well, that's encouraging to hear. Look, one of the things that we've got to ensure, and I was delighted to hear the Sheikh speak there in the way he did. He spoke of true Islam, and I'm delighted to hear that. But one of the things that we've got to do now is we've got to step back from it, and we've got to allow Drew Harris and Mark Mellett, the two most senior officers of the state, between them to decide how things move forward from here. I mean, many of us would say she must be locked up the moment she arrives, and I believe she has to be arrested and put through the process. But once she goes through the process, she may be allowed to walk the streets. Now, I think my colleague Declan Power made the point earlier on during the week that, in fact, she'd be safer locked up for her own good than to be allowed to walk the streets.
But what do we need to remember? She is the mother of a 2-year-old little girl. I mean, she has a 2-year-old girl with her. So what happens to her?
Well, the 2-year-old child becomes a charge of the state, I think, in the event that Miss Smith finds herself behind bars. There is sufficient legislation there at the moment to charge her with offences. And while we cannot charge her with travelling, we can certainly charge her with membership of terrorist organisations and various things like that.
Would you worry about that, Sheikh Umar? And I'll end on this. I mean, she's only 2, that little girl. She's already been moving a lot. She could be deeply traumatised if she is taken away from her mother at this stage. And she's so young and innocent.
I know it's a very difficult situation, and but I think that for the best of the child, for the best future of the child, and the well-being of the child, it is important that she is in someone close to her family, maybe even someone that can give her the love, the compassion that she needs. And I think her mother, the ideology that she has, and her, you know, her background and what she has committed, I find it very difficult if that child will have to live with her mother that has those, you know, views and opinions. So again, there is this chance of course radicalization. Of course, it's a young child, but even some thoughts and views can be shared from a very young age. Hatred can be taught from a very young age. So I will be concerned, and I think that there must be family members that can take and that would want to take care of the child.
Okay, well, look, Sheikh Dr. Umar Al-Qadri and Senator Gerard Crockwell, thank you both very much for chatting to us this morning.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.